Is it unfair to call Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman movie busters? That would be unfair. Kristen Meinzer is culture producer for The Takeaway, and Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. They're both the hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome for Friday Movies.
Hi, John.
What do you have today? Bridge of Spies is a big release. Lots and lots of ads. It's the Coen brothers linking up with Steven Spielberg, and it's all about the Cold War.
You can't accuse Abel of being a traitor. He's not an American.
Listen to yourself. You're defending him already.
I'm hungry.
You're rehearsing it on me. You said you were just thinking about
it. I am just thinking about it. It's very hard. Everyone deserves a defense. Every person matters.
Jim, what do we deserve? Do you know how people will look at us? The family of a man trying to free a traitor?
What's he trying to make a decision about there, Kristen?
All right. So Tom Hanks is playing an attorney, and this is based on real events, who is enlisted by the CIA to defend a suspected Russian spy in the States. And in addition to defending this spy, he also eventually has to trade the spy to Russia for an American being held captive there.
Prisoner exchange.
Yes, a prisoner exchange. That's right. And so this movie is very old-fashioned in its filmmaking. It's very slow. It's almost 2.5 hours long. And I do have to say that that's to its detriment. I think it's too slow. It's very beautifully shot. Tom Hanks is obviously likable. He's always likable. I do like that message of we shouldn't give up our ideals of liberty in order to feel more secure. But this is just it really drags out. This is not a snappy movie. There's not a lot of action. There's a lot of talking and not much else.
The Coen brothers seem to really want to shift our view of the Cold War away from the John le Carré kind of constructs. Do they succeed or does it get overwhelmed by the plotting nature that Kristen's talking about?
I have to disagree with the plotting nature comment. I actually really enjoyed this film. I mean, I think the Coen brothers do have some humor in here about how the CIA works and sort of the Byzantine nature of the bureaucracy, which is the kind of thing that the Coen brothers are good at. But I think this is a real classic Spielberg film where he looks back to history to draw some parallels to today. You've got a guy who's talking about due process and enemy combatants, essentially, and making these speeches saying, you know, here's a Russian spy on our soil. He came here to sort of defend his cause. Are we going to defend our cause? Aren't we the nobler superpower? Doesn't that mean that we have to extend him due process and show him that America's the better country? I think it really works. I think it works very well.
Is it more profound than that little trial by no jury in Lone Survivor where they talked about the ideals of America in that movie in Afghanistan?
Oh, there's a lot of that, too.
but it's better or worse?
Oh, it's better than that. Definitely
All right, good,
better than
good,
that.
Good. Crimson Peak, movie number two.
She knows who I am and she wants me to leave.
Nonsense, my dear. You're not going anywhere. You had a bad dream. You were sleepwalking.
No. I'm afraid I shall go mad if I stay.
Why, darling, you're imagining things. I think some fresh air would do you good.
No. I have to leave. I have to get away from here.
Edith, this is your home now. You have nowhere else to go.
I've always wanted Jessica Chastain to be in a horror movie. I don't see enough movies to know if she's already been in five, but what do you think, Kristen? Or what do you think, Rafer?
I actually really liked this. This is Guillermo del Toro. It's an old-fashioned, early 20th century story, a haunted mansion. That's Mia Wasikowska is an American girl who has come to England. She's living in this haunted mansion with her husband, Tom Hiddleston. I think it's beautiful. It's like a marriage of the Brontes and Poe. I think it works wonderfully.
It's terrific. It's beautiful to look at. It's super creepy. It's sometimes shockingly violent, but it's just a great time. I loved this movie.
Podcast?
We're going to be talking about this new musical drama comedy show called My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
All right. Lots to talk about there. Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, the co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John.
You too, John.